1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to the Union of Muscle podcast, where muscle meets information and inspiration. This week on the Union of Muscle podcast, we'll spend an hour with
Fabiani Polman Jataidi, Lift Strong and Prosper.
Levanta, fuerza mente
y prospera.
The views presented here may or may not be those of the host, guest, Union of Muscle, Black Hat Management, or its affiliates. Any information in this podcast should first be reviewed by the corresponding professional, whether that's medical, financial, or legal, before applying it to your life.
Listen up, all you fitness freaks, geeks, and athletes. Are you lifting with pain? Well, stop it. There's no more excuses, because I use Rubber Arm Muscle Rub. Now, many of you know that Rubber Arm Muscle Rub was on the podcast talking about how it is that they got their product to market, and you can listen to that episode. But I want you to go to www.myrubberarm.com. Myrubberarm.com, all one word. And there, when you place your order for a rubber arm muscle rub, type in MUSCLE1 as your coupon code. This will get you 10% off, and it also helps the podcast out. So, if you're lifting in pain, stop it. You don't need to do it anymore. Go out and get rubbed. Get rubber arm muscle rub. Remember, www.myrubberarm.com. and type in MUSCLE1, that's the number one, not the word, into your coupon code for 10% off and to help out the union.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the Union of Muscle podcast. And I have with you a very special guest all the way from down in Brazil. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Fabiani Polman Jataidi from Brazil. I'm 21 and biomedicine student in Porto Alegre. I started studying biomedicine science 2 years ago, and I'm really interested about longevity research and anti-aging research, and I also practice some physical exercise like Muay Thai or another sports.
Can you go into maybe a bit of detail about what Muay Thai is for those of in the audience who might not know?
Muay Thai is a kind of fight that is also practiced on UFC. It's from Thailand. You use both legs and arms several times. It's not like box that you just use your arm.
How long have you been doing that?
Some months.
Okay. What are you studying? What is that about?
Biomedicine is focused on more on the research field, but we can also work on the hospital, like working on heart surgeries. Actually, we have, in my university, we have 35 options to follow. I will finish it with genetic, molecular biology, and in vitro reproduction. And then, since we don't have the specialization here, I'll do my PhD in another country to work on aging, biology of aging.
Wow. And so you're hoping to work on the biology of aging. That might be a new idea for many people. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, it's like biogerontology. We study to prevent aging, like treating aging as a disease and avoiding aging, and also working on cancer, because since now we can get really much older than before, we are more susceptible for getting cancer, so we work really hard on preventing this kind of disease and treating it properly.
There's a lot of people who say, wow, there's so many more diseases, but then again, we're living a lot longer than we used to. I mean, but the average lifespan might have been 50, before that 40. So we're living a lot longer, almost double that. You know, my grandfather, he's 89, and my aunt's father, he's 94. So, I mean, there's even people I know who are almost to that centenarian age. And so people are getting older. We're living longer, and there's more frequency of cancer, more diseases that we just didn't really have to deal with, nor did we even have the technology to really deal with some of these things.
Yes. And a lot of people talk about, oh, the nutrition is worse than before, but it's not. It's just, of course, the nutrition is also important, exercise and all, but it's also because we are getting older, much older than before, reaching 100 years or more.
What kind of nutritional things are important then when we're thinking about an exercise? What things are important now that we're living longer? What's different now for health and exercise?
I think the amount of chemicals that we didn't use it before, like conservants and artificial things. I don't know. Maybe some things are good, but not as good as natural. I'm not really into nutrition, but I think there's a lot of changes. But I believe more that it's because we are getting older and not just nutrition.
What is it about getting older then that prevents us from living healthy lives?
Because getting older, your cells, your metabolism is not as fast as before. Your adipose tissue is in a higher level than when we were younger. Like kids have more water than fat. When you become older, you become changing the water for adipose tissue. So the skin is getting worse.
How children have more water in them than fat per se or adipose tissue. And that the older we get, we have less water and more adipose tissue.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors. This is one, but you are also more exposed to environmental factors like sun. I was doing an internship in Russia with Alex Javrinkov. We studied the damage that the sun can do to our skin. Like a truck driver were exposed to the sun like 20 years, but just the left side. So the skin was really damaged. So you can see the difference between his left and right side, the exposed and unexposed tissues. So you can see that the sun is really, really dangerous for your skin.
Do you wear a lot of sunscreen?
Yeah, I wear a lot because I'm from Brazil, so I have a lot of sun rays. Even if you don't, if you can't see the sun all days, like cloudy days, you should use it and avoid as much as you can.
How are you gonna have a nice tan body if you can't?
Yeah, I'm avoiding that. I prefer to live longer than live tan.
If you have to have that tan, you could always do the fake tan. I don't know. For at least for competitions, if you're going to do a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah, not UVA and UVB. But just the cream, I think you have a cream that you can put on your skin and it's instantaneous.
Yes.
You don't need to go to UVA and UV machines. I think it's as dangerous as the sun, so you also should avoid it.
If you want to live a long, healthy life, right?
Yeah, right. If you don't want to live longer, it's okay. You can go.
2, 3, 4,
Would you like to win comic books? Maybe some rubber arm muscle rub, or some of the other things you're already currently using in life for free? Well, you'll actually win them through your Fitcoins. Fitcoins are points that you can earn through fitness. Just go to www.unionofmuscle.com and click on the register to earn Fitcoins. Now, when you report in your workouts to the Union of Muscle, you can earn these Fitcoins and win great prizes. Now, there's even less excuses for not working out. Be a winner. Earn Fitcoins with the Union of Muscle. For 10% off, type MUSCLE1 when purchasing at MyRubberArm.com and EarthSkinBodyCare.com.
Wow, that's interesting. So the truck drivers have more damage on the one side of their skin, at least, than the other side of their skin. Now, is that damage actually hurting their ability to live healthy, or just makes them look older?
Yeah, you look older, but you also have more chances to get cancer. So your skin is, and your cells are not so younger than the other one. So you should avoid, not just by appearance, but the damage that you can't see with your eyes, the microscopic dangers.
The old people I know didn't really care too much about the sunscreen or and things like that. You know, they just kind of they're just kind of rough and tough, and you know, they just tough it out.
Before I start student on this internship, I also don't give a damn about sunscreen. Now, every day I woke up, I took breakfast, and after I go wear sunscreen, because when you start studying, you know how dangerous it is. And I also trying to convince my daddy, because he's in the group of persons that don't give a damn about sunscreen. and he has cancer. That's
oh,
terrible.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, skin cancer. It's the benignant kind.
Okay.
He also should avoid.
Right. Wearing sunscreen, do we have to worry about vitamin D deficiencies at that point if we're avoiding the sun?
No, even with sunscreen, you should get I don't know the English word, but a parasol in Portuguese. But I mean under a place that you should avoid getting sun, even wearing sunscreen. Sunscreen is not a 100%.
Oh, so you'll still get
efficient.
Some sun. You'll still get some sun, even when you're wearing sunscreen.
Yeah, so even if you are wearing, you should avoid.
Okay, all right. So avoiding the sun is going to help you live longer and healthier lives. Also going to make us keep a younger appearance. What are some of the other things people should keep an eye on?
Nutrition, but I'm not really able to talk about it. I know Maria Konovalenko is writing a book about a longevity cook. I think it will be really good. Nutrition, exercising a lot, I think it's really, really good for you are always renewing your system and activating your metabolism. And also live a happy life and, I don't know, working on a happy environment.
You know, I think one thing it's when it comes to exercise, and I think you're talking about metabolism and how metabolism slows down when you're older. When I think of metabolism, I think of my ability to digest food quickly. That's what I think of when someone says metabolism. You know, and so as somebody who's into fitness, I know I can speed up and slow down my metabolism based on how much I'm eating, the frequency that I'm eating at, as well as how much exercise I'm doing. Is this the same kind of metabolism you're talking about?
Yes, the same. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also taking care of yourself and hydrating a lot to not lose water, this kind of...
Okay, so hydrating and lots of exercise.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to live forever. Maybe. Maybe I'll live forever then, because I like to drink a lot of water, and I like to exercise.
Maybe enough to discover an immortality possibility.
Yeah, bring it on over when you find it. So what got you into all this? Why are you so interested in trying to figure out how to live long, healthy lives? I mean, why you?
Because the idea of death always look at me like a bad thing. Even I know a lot of people that have depression, emotional depression, and the death is an important factor. Like if you must die someday, and if you have to construct a structure for your life, so why? Maybe I should die right now. So I have this factor about depression, and also because living longer gives me the opportunity to meet my grandchildren, my grandchildren, and I think this is really beautiful. And I also can learn a lot of things because it seems like, for me at least, that 24 hours a day is not enough to learn and meet the place that I want to meet. So this is really the person. I want to know everything I have to know and learn a lot of things, travel a lot, and practicing a lot of exercise. Like today, I want to do swimming, ballet, Muay Thai, a lot of exercise, and I just don't have time for it. If I be immortal, I can have. So that's another important factor.
Do you like winning great prizes? The Union of Muscle gives you one more way to win at fitness. Check the episode show notes of this episode or of any other for a question that, if answered correctly, can help you win more Fitcoin points. Fitcoins are points you can win through participating in Union of Muscle activities, which you can save up for prizes and more. Once you win your first Fitcoin, you'll get an athlete account with an athlete number. With that athlete number, you can track to see how you're competing on the Fitcoin leaderboard. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, where episode reminders and the polls will also be posted. Don't forget, you too can win at fitness with the Union of Muscle, www.unionofmuscle.com, and Union of Muscle on Facebook, or simply Google Union of Muscle Podcast on Google. Do you want to lift strong? Go to www.unionofmuscle.com and click on Fitness Coach tab. There, you will find fitness coaches who are ready to help you lift strong. What's great is that once you have your own fitness coach, either as a consultant or one-on-one, you can also earn more Fitcoins for completing the goals the coaches set for you. Lift strong and prosper. Join the union. Yeah, I can see kind of what you're saying about the depression idea. You know, we're in hard times. There's a lot of people who are struggling through life, and they begin to see life in as a whole as a struggle, and that they see life as just being difficult. You know, and they say why they might ask themselves why is life so hard, and they don't see life as a joyous thing, but as a difficult thing. And, yeah. It can be easy to see death as almost an escape from the difficulties of life. I think when people are depressed, they get to that point where they see death as an escape from the hardships of life. So even if we could possibly say live long, healthy lives, it's also important that we live happy lives, because maybe if we're not happy, even if we're able to live a long life, why would we? Why would you want to live a long life if the life you're living isn't happy?
Yeah, but having the possibility of living a long life, there are more chances to reach our goal. Because if you think that death is a certain thing, and you don't know when it would happen, then what's the purpose of life? But if you have a long way to go, you don't have a deadline near of you. So you have a lot of time to work, and maybe someday we don't need to worry about time anymore. And of course, we should live happy lives. I think it's the most important factor. But even being mortal, if you want to die, there you have this possibility. It's not like you are forbidden to die. So if you can choose between the two things, I think it's perfect. But having a long time means that you have more time to make and construct a happy life, like constructing a thing that you want and working hard for it with passion. I think passion is really the main factor about having a happy life.
Passion is important. I think this is why I like working out too. I think this is one of the important things about working out, is it kind of does change your brain chemistry a little bit.
Yeah, I believe it's in the same.
Yeah, and you're going to get happier We've had guests on the podcast where they've been in states of depression, and they found that that even a little bit of exercise started helping them deal with how hard life seemed to be, and that the more they could just spend some time exercising and consistently getting up either on a daily or every other day, being able to really dedicate some time to exercise really changed their whole outlook on life. And it can be something that simple. We don't have to necessarily fix everybody on how they view the world and view life. If we can do one thing, if we could just get them to exercise more, I think all these other little ideas about growing passion, about feeling good about life, about wanting to achieve and wanting to have more, longer, happier, healthier lives, I think that comes first through a dedication and through exercise. It sounds simple, but if people don't want to live, they don't want to fund longevity research. If people are unhappy with the way the world is, if they watch the news and see death and the politics and the crime, they may not see that this life is worth living or that humanity is worth saving. A small, simple thing like daily exercise, I think, can change that.
I also think that way. I think the biochemistry have some change. It's a really, really awesome thing. Like, awesome nutrition, but combined with, it's really, it's exactly as you say. It looks like a simple thing, but it's a big, big, important factor. You also became more optimistic or more engaged about you were sad about politics and seeing a lot of disasters on television, but before exercising maybe you were more not so euphoric, and then you became sad, but when you're biochemistry is in a better state, I think you start wanting to fight against these bad things, and I don't know, it's something ineffable almost. But you became more euphoric. I think it's the right word.
Yeah, I really enjoy. I think one thing working out also does for me is it teaches me how to fight, how to work hard, because when you're going through your exercise and you have a goal in mind and you really want to get to that goal with the exercise, it's small things, you know, just lifting your arm up, holding something heavy or whatever, pushing something heavy, and you have a goal to either go a certain distance or lift something heavy a few more times, and at that point, you know, you don't have to. There's no one who's making you lift that weight. It's all your choice. But in that moment, you can choose. You can choose to try just a little bit harder. Just try. You don't have to succeed, but if you want to, you can. And I think that
exactly. It's
that
a good
changes.
Metaphor.
Go ahead.
It's a good metaphor. I like it.
Yeah. And it becomes not only a metaphor for life, but it becomes a practical application about how you can become a person who can achieve, who can overcome obstacles. Because if you can do it at the gym, there's a chance you can do it in the rest of your life, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think it's exactly this point of view. You can do it, you know.
Definitely.
You are possible. You have enough power to do it.
Yeah, and in the end, it's no one else you're competing against. There's not a system that's trying to keep you down. It's just you. It's you and the kind of effort that you can put in, because whether or not you make that goal in the gym, you can kind of realize that you're in control of your own emotions, of how you view the world. And if it's exercise that helps you along the way, that's great. If it's some sort of meditation that helps you along the way, that's great. But you can do things in your life that control how you view the world and how you go about accomplishing the things you want to do in life.
Yes, that's really correct. I can't live anymore without exercise. I think I start becoming more tired than not doing anything with my body. It's, maybe it's weird, but that's true. If I stop doing my workouts and stop fighting, I will become more tired and with less hard to breathe. I think exercise helps me a lot about working hard on the lab and going with to a lot of classes with more power to do the things. Exercise is really meaningful for me in a lot of fields. Like it's a sound mind in a sound body.
Are you a certified nutritionist or dietitian? Then send a resume and proof of certification to CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com. That's CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com to start earning some additional cash for approving and writing health plans. For 10% off, type MUSCLE1 when purchasing at MyRubberArm.com and EarthSkinBodyCare.com.
It takes a lot of energy, too. It takes a lot of energy to work out and work out your mind. I mean, our mind is the most energy-intensive part of our body. So when we're working out our mind, we're also using up energy. Sitting in front of the TV doesn't really engage our mind in such a way that we can actually be using energy.
Yes. Maybe just a walk on the street. I really like to do it. It's like akimitia, like walking in silence and thinking a lot. It's also a kind of meditation. I think I also want to start yoga because the mind should be in a good humor.
Yeah, I actually did a little yoga this morning.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I didn't do it as long as maybe I should have. I just did a quick 20-minute yoga, little yoga session on videotape, and yeah, it was good. I was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I've done it before. I just, I hadn't done it in a while, so I need to, take a little time to stretch back into it, but, it wasn't that long ago, but I think I've just been traveling a lot lately. So it's, my exercise routine hasn't been as consistent as it normally is. And so I was a little stiff getting into the yoga poses. I didn't want to overdo it on the first try. I'll do it again and get good at it once more.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what kind of goals do you have, as far as exercise goes? Do you have any goals that you're working on now?
On exercise, it's expanding my time on walking because I stopped it for some months since I went for an internship in Russia, so I stopped doing any exercise and it is bad. So I'm trying to come back to my routine, and I also want to practice more kinds of exercise. Like I said, I want to start swimming because I don't know how to swim. That's a shame because I live in Brazil, a lot of beaches, and I don't know how to. I also want to start doing yoga like you, and maybe ballet. I don't know. I would try, but I also have a lot of tests, so maybe I would do one thing and then another.
Yeah, that's good. I took some ballroom classes back in the day, some dance classes. Even was a part-time instructor over at an Arthur Murray dance school. So I enjoy dance as well. I never did the ballet or the modern. That I had to really kind of psych myself up to really trying to think about doing it because just wearing the tights and everything, it's doesn't yeah, appeal to me that much.
Yeah, but the men, the dance ballet, they should be really strong because you use a lot of force.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the ballroom guys, we don't have to be as buff, but a lot of ballroom guys are fit.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I like how you're keeping a good variety of the things that you're doing. There's a lot of people who don't like working out because they get bored. They just don't want to go to a gym and walk on a treadmill or lift some weights. They find that boring. But you can engage in these other activities. So they might want to look at maybe signing up for a dance class or signing up for a fencing class or something that engages their mind and their body more than sitting in front of the TV. So they could sacrifice maybe one night a week where they can find a class to take and go do that. And they don't. There's things out there you can do that you don't even have to pay for. There's these meetup groups that happen now. And you can go online and find a meetup group that's doing the activity that you want to get better at. And that goes, these new meetup groups are great. Because say if you do want to learn a little bit more about longevity science, you might be able to find a group that talks about longevity issues. And you can get involved that way as well. A lot of people say that in this age of technology that we're losing our communication with others. But I think it's the same. I think it's the same. It's just we have more tools to be either less engaged in social activities or more engaged. I really think it just allows us to do more of what we already have a propensity to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also have a lot of friends that find things that work out is boring. So I suggest then to mix some good things with workout exercise, like giving a gift to themselves, like a prime. But or start dancing or doing another. There's an activity for you. You're gonna like at least one thing. And also about the technology, I think it's really better because you don't. If you want, you can make a group on the outside, outdoors. Parks, you know, to exercise together, or you can stay in your place using Skype or Hangouts. So I think it's pretty much better. You have two options right now. So in rainy days, you don't need to leave your place, but if you want to get some air, you can go outside. So I think the technology is our friend.
I agree. And you never know, maybe the person listening to this podcast might be someone who gets involved in creating one of these groups for themselves. At the Union of Muscle, we give incentives for people to start these groups. If you start a group with the Union of Muscle and keep tabs and include the Union of Muscle with it, we'll give you points. And then these points you can redeem for prizes, like wristbands and massages, and from professionals, not from me. And we've got pain reliever creams and all different kinds of prizes that people can win by engaging in exercise and letting us know. So if you're someone who's got an idea on how to bring more people into exercise, maybe you've got a group that you want to start on YouTube and do some type of YouTube workout, include the Union of Muscle. Give us a tag, give us a little shout out, and I'll give you some points for that. And, you know, we'll be happy to do our best to help you along the way. So I'm always happy to collaborate with people all over the world to help everyone do better and to live long, healthy lives. Are you involved in any collaborations in the area of science when it comes to longevity?
Yes. I'm starting the Longevity Alliance here in Brazil. So yesterday it was the first hangout. I also did my internship in Russia, and I'm the scientific director of the league for gerontology here on my university. So I'm trying to introduce this topic that is not discussed here in Brazil. I'm also the league is also for geriatrics, so we start working with old people, making them exercising, and motivating them that they can do it. That it's not because you are old that you are not able to do it. So we are working hard on it.
It's amazing how much of that almost seems to be mental, especially the older you get. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of physical limitations, but my grandfather, he's, like I said, 89. He goes out there, he's chopping wood, he's mowing the lawn, he's shoveling snow. He volunteers time to go over to his church and do landscaping projects. You know, it's not that anyone's forcing him to do that. Yeah, you can argue people are forced to chop wood, maybe, or to shovel snow. But he's not forced to go over there and volunteer his time. He even goes to the gym and does a little, what they call silver sneakers routine, where they get some of the more senior people to go over there and work out and exercise. Their health insurance covers the costs. So, I mean, they can check with their health insurance company, at least here in the U.S., and see if there's a program, if you are an older American, that there's your insurance might cover the costs of a silver sneakers program. Do they have any things like that over there in Brazil?
Yes, we have some groups here. I live near of a park, pretty much big on the city, and they have some groups with old people to practice exercise. And my tip to everyone is never give up. Start with small steps, and but never stop. Like in 40 days, you're going to be used. In the beginning, maybe it will be boring or exhausting, but never give up. And sooner or later, you're going to be surprised about the changes in your body and also in your mind.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, I appreciate you. We're gonna go ahead and give this a slightly early of a closeout on this episode. I appreciate you coming on, and I know we had a little problem contacting all you all the way down there in Brazil, but I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I know our listeners appreciate it too, and they're gonna go out after listening to this, right, guys? You're gonna go out there and take her advice one step at a time to go out there to lift strong and prosper.
Thank you. I'm really thankful for participating in this podcast. It was really good.
If people want to contact you, what's the best way for them to do so?
You can email me. I always check it every day. It's hard to say it now, but
we'll put it in the show notes.
We'll
put it in the show notes. So we'll have her email in the show notes if you guys have any questions about longevity or how to get involved in it. Or if you're someone in Brazil who wants to help her out along the way and you have any questions, feel free to ask, send her an email. We'll include that in the show notes at www.unionofmuscle.com or www.theunionpodcast.com.
Okay, so contact me if you need, and thank you.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment.
Do you want to lift strong? Go to www.unionofmuscle.com and click on Fitness Coach tab. There, you will find fitness coaches who are ready to help you lift strong. What's great is that once you have your own fitness coach, either as a consultant or one-on-one, you can also earn more Fit Coins for completing the goals the coaches set for you. Lift strong and prosper. Join the union.
Listen up, all you fitness freaks, geeks, and athletes. Stop working out with pain. Use my favorite pain reliever cream, Rubber Arm Muscle Rub. Save 10% when you order at www.myrubberarm.com and type in the coupon code MUSCLE1.
Are you a certified nutritionist or dietitian? Then send resume and proof of certification to CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com. That's CoachPaul@unionofmuscle.com to start earning some additional cash for approving and writing health plans. For 10% off, type MUSCLE1 when purchasing at MyRubberArm.com and EarthSkinBodyCare.com.
Do you work in health and fitness or want to? Go to www.unionofmuscle.com and check out our affiliate program.
For 10% off, type MUSCLE1 when purchasing at MyRubberArm.com and EarthSkinBodyCare.com.
Next week on the Union of Muscle podcast, I'll be speaking with
Brian Epstein, Live Strong and Prosper.
You've been listening to the Union of Muscle podcast. All rights are reserved by the content's creators.